I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, a large Rohingya refugee camp in southern Bangladesh caught fire and burned to the ground. Though no one was hurt, thousands of refugees lost their homes and all their belongings. The Rohingya have already been driven from their homeland in Myanmar, where they've been the target of genocide since 2016. But within an oppressed community, the Christian population suffers even more oppression. Most Rohingya identify as Muslim. Christians often are the last in line to receive food, shelter, and other aid. Greg Kelly of World Mission.
But there's also a great opportunity for those who are Muslim, that the body of Christ can meet them in this very incredible time of need, show the love of the gospel, care for their physical needs. And we are seeing Rohingya Muslim come to Christ.
You can support World Mission's ministry to the Rohingya at missionnews.org. And the pandemic has led to a surge in things like Zoom meetings, virtual conferences, and video calls. Digital access is growing. And in the ministry world, this looks like a growing demand for oral Bibles. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide.
As you look at the consumption of information by people around the world, it's continuing to grow in terms of non-text-based consumption. So whether it's online news, whether it's streaming videos, whether it's podcasts, whether it's other audio content, there's just a huge growth spurt.
Spoken Worldwide supports oral Bible translation because they believe learning by text shouldn't be a requirement to have God's Word. This year, their ministry is expanding to keep up with oral Bible requests. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. When you give, you enable all of us to come together. Would you consider joining us today? Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.